Hey cabin friends, I hope you're all doing great.
Well, I have a little bit of a testimony and an encounter to share with you guys, and just something that the Lord was walking me through the past couple of days. Because as you all know, life is not always perfect. It doesn't always run smoothly. And sometimes we just have a bad day here and there. Well, yesterday morning, I got up feeling really kind of heavy and discouraged after a night of assault, actually, from the enemy. I'd had like crazy dreams and just physical pain. But, you know, I thought, wait a minute. I don't want this to define my day. You know, I can get up in the morning, I can feel pretty rubbish from the night before, but I did not want this to define my day because, you know, it just means that the enemy's won otherwise. And I did not want to buy into any of the enemy's lies or come into agreement with them. So I took action. I prayed. And as you know, prayer is a kind of a good default place to go to if you're facing some challenges. Pray. So I turned my gaze to my Father in heaven, and I began to see and remember my true position in him. And immediately I felt his joy and his peace, his beautiful shalom, just wash over me with waves of assurance and just perfect love. Immediately I was energized and I felt hopeful. Praise Yahweh, because the lies from the enemy then had no place to find agreement because I'd responded on the front foot in faith and being armored in intimacy with the light of God is a huge, huge key to overcoming. It enables us to wield the shield of faith effectively and to quench the enemy's darts, as you know in Ephesians 6. So as believers, we're to believe, right? Crazy as that sounds, believers should be believing. But most of us as supposed believers are actually stuck in a rut of unbelief. We could be more aptly called wanna believers or fair weather believers or even occasional hopers. So why do we struggle with such a simple thing when the word says, if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord? You know who said that? Jesus, in John 11:40, he said you would see the glory of the Lord, you know, the glory, the very excellence of his expression, it says in one translation. And I've seen this. I've seen this excellence of his expression, and I want to see it more. I don't see it enough. I don't know about you, but I want his weighty and most wonderful glory to be my living daily reality. And we are to walk by faith in the reality of what he has already completed. The pure perfection of his accomplishment at the beginning. That is where we are to be living from. That is what it is to walk by faith. Because the lamb who was slain before the Passover meal was ever prepared that night back in Egypt, the lamb was already slain. The lamb was slain before Abraham was ever called to the mountain to offer up Isaac. The perfect lamb was already slain before the foundations were ever laid. So as we walk by faith, we are walking from the beginning. We're walking from that point. We're walking with our eyes open to see from the eternal realm. And when we walk by faith, we are walking out our lives from our perfect beginning in him. We are then walking in wholeness. We're walking in his wholeness. We're walking in his righteousness because we've received this righteousness by faith. Just as Abraham, who believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness, we believe in Yeshua, who is the very representation of the Father. So after this whole assault of the enemy and then after praying and feeling refreshed and, you know, yeah, ready to take on the world again from seeing this true position, after praying, I then was taken into this other vision. And I saw clearly this line of people stood before me. They were all standing arm to arm and jostling forward, like looking intently at me. And I recognized some of them from the cloud of witnesses. I also knew by the Spirit that there was a variety of people stood there. I saw some of the apostles, I saw the prophets, I saw some of the ancient desert fathers and Celtic saints, and I saw simple followers of Yeshua that are already with him. And but what did this have to do with me? Why were they all staring intently at me? And I prayed to the Father that my ears and my eyes would be open and that my heart would be able to understand fully what he was showing me. And I also welcomed any way that the cloud of witnesses could, you know, help or encourage me in my journey right now. So later on, as I sought the Lord on it, I began to see that it was about inheritance. Because we're encouraged in Hebrews 12 to throw off everything or sin that would hinder or slow our race. We are to run our race. But why would someone run a race? Well, we run a race for the reward of winning, or the reward of simply completing it, if that is if you aren't very good at running or if you're not that competitive. Just to complete the race is good enough for you. That's your reward. But so we run our race for the reward, and our reward is with him, right? So why were the cloud of witnesses so intent on pressing forward to get my attention this morning? Well, they knew something that I, up until this morning, didn't fully realize. Okay, Hebrews 11 says, and all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. So they are relying on us to play our part in order for them to obtain their reward. It's big. It's so, so big. They died having suffered and stood for so much, more than we could ever comprehend in our convenient and comfortable little worlds. They died not having received the things that they had lived and sacrificed so much for. These heroes of the faith, like, they died having not fully obtained their reward, but still believing in it. You know, let's be honest, how much of Christianity that we may have experienced in our day has been living for the reward of generations past? Not many. At times we live for future generations, and we live to serve local pastors or the church or dynamic spiritual leaders or our denomination or our own little spiritual clique. But are we living our lives that those in the cloud may also obtain the perfection of their reward? You know, it's not all about me and my reward. No, we're all part of his body, a body that spans eternity. We cannot receive our reward on our own. It is dependent on his entire body, a living, breathing community of believers. And yet we struggle so much with community living. Yeshua, who very much understood the reality of suffering for the sake of a people to obtain reward, you know, he died for humanity. He was the perfect sacrifice who made the way for us to be empowered to live by his grace, to overcome sin and death and corruption. He paved the way that we might put on incorruption. And in order for Yeshua to receive his glory, he needed to make a way for us as believers, believing believers, to share in the inheritance of this glory. This blows my mind, that he's made a way for us to share in his very inheritance of glory. That sacrifice, that perfect sacrifice that he made for humanity. Now I'm going to share a bit about Paul's ministry. So I'm just going to read from 1 Thessalonians 2. And from verse 11. For you know that we treated each of you as a father treats his own children. We encouraged you and comforted you as we urged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. So God calls us into his own kingdom and his glory. And I'm going to jump down to verse 17. Brothers, although we were torn away from you for a short time, in person, not in heart, our desire to see you face to face was even more intense. For we wanted to come to you. Indeed, I, Paul, tried again and again, but Satan obstructed us. Nothing new there then.
Okay, verse 19. After all, who is our hope, our joy, our crown of boasting, if it is not you yourselves in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming? You are indeed our glory and our joy. Wow. You see how Paul spoke with such a genuine father's love for these communities of believers that he was pouring into and just so willing to make these sacrifices for, because he totally understood the joy of reward and the glory being interconnected with the people that he was showing and teaching about the kingdom. In 2 Thessalonians 2:14, he said, "To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." So that we may obtain the glory of our Jesus Christ. So we know that our reward is with him. Revelation 22, he said, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to each one according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." So Yeshua is, he's all of this. He's all of it wrapped up together. And he's coming back to judge, and he sees it all wrapped up in a giant snow globe. You know, he sees us, he sees the heroes of the faith, he sees our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. He sees it all wrapped up together because we are his living body, a holy community that spans generations. And our reward is with him. We all share in this reward together. You know, Yeshua saw this when he said the fields are white unto harvest. He already saw his bride because he was existing outside of time. I've had many encounters with the cloud of witnesses in heaven, and I know many, many people, other people that have too. But I can just really see that the Lord allows this to happen because he wants us to see and engage that it's not just, we're not just confined to my here and now, what's good for me right now. God's calling us to live from this place of eternity and to see that we are this eternal community in him, and he relates to all of us together as one, because in his spirit we are all one, united in him together. And so that's what I just wanted to share that with you guys today. And also with the company of the cloud of witnesses too. and yeah, take note, you know, if you're having some time with the Lord and you end up meeting somebody from the cloud of witnesses, it's often a reason behind it. You know, maybe you're carrying something that they're not, they want to see you walk out your destiny in God because it depends on them receiving the fullness of their reward too. So sometimes they come alongside us to encourage us or to exhort us to keep going. And, you know, if you see one of the, you know, the Catholic saints, for instance, or somebody that, you know, had a lot of sufferings or stuff that they went through, then maybe there's something that you'll be able to identify to help you get through certain situations. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time with Enoch, and he's really helped me to keep walking in faith and to understand this journey of faith and to keep persevering and to keep overcoming and to keep living transcendently. You know, because sometimes the stresses and the toils of life, it doesn't feel very transcendent when you're changing baby diapers or when you're being challenged in other ways. But you know, let us just remember that Yeshua, he overcame everything. He never failed. He was perfection personified, you know. So we keep our gaze fixed on his face, and we just keep pressing forward as believing believers, overcoming all because he overcame, and he already gave us the victory. I also wanted to add just at the end of this message that we are so truly grateful to all of the people that that partner with us at Cabin Academy. We thank God for you, and we treasure you in our hearts. And if anybody else listening to this, if you are blessed by these messages and you also would like to become a partner of Cabin Academy, you can do that on the website, which is www.cabinacademy.com. We're involved in number of different projects that we just love to share the glorious light of Yeshua out into the highways and byways, and we always look at opportunities to make this possible through our music, through our art, through these messages, and we have a deep heart and desire to impact the nations and to truly shape this generation and future generations. Thank you, Hadassah. Anyway, we love you guys and we're truly thankful for each of you. Blessings and shalom.